Welcome back into the Chase McCabe Show. Junie Riddle, Joe Dubin. Tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball today at 6:05 on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the Gwinnett Stripers, AAA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan is presented by 312 Pizza Company and Farm Bureau Health Plans.
Nice.
And Family Leisure.
All right, we got a. Is Jim on? All right, so Jim White from Titans is going to join us now. Jim, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Do I have some Anita Baker in the background?
Only for you, my friend. Only for you. I was so excited last night getting that together and then getting you on, having Anita Baker. For those who don't know, Jim White is the biggest Anita Baker fan in the world, which is fine because she's fantastic. I heard she's retiring, though, Jim.
I don't know if I've heard that. She was certainly in her prime when I was growing up and having a few dates, and that was when I wasn't listening to Rat and Cinderella and Guns N' Roses and Def Leppard. I'd sometimes sneak on a little Anita Baker, maybe, no telling what else I'd put on back in the day. I was a Billy Ocean guy, too. I ran the gamut as far as music, but somebody let the cat out of the bag about my love for Anita Baker.
And forever, that's always going to be around forever as we do this. All right, so this is probably one day you're not working 22 hours. I know with the game tonight with the Patriots, and the world's been set on fire because there might be mentioned that Tannehill plays tonight. You put something out this morning. If he does go, Jim, is there 15 plays, 10 plays, two series, one series? How does this work, do you think?
Yeah, that's what's difficult to say when you start talking about series, because I know I've been around long enough where coaches will say, well, they're going to play one series. Well, what happens if that series is a three and out? Or what happens if you fumble on the first, or if somebody fumbles on the first play and it's a one-play series? So I think ideally maybe you get a drive in. If it's a 7-8 play drive, maybe that's enough work. If you go three and out, maybe you do another series. I think it's kind of just maybe a feel for how things are going. I do expect the offensive line to play beyond what he plays, if in fact he does go. And those guys have got some work here during the preseason. I think they need all the work they can get as they get ready for the season. I mean, this is going to be a group with four new starters to start the year. And then we'll see what happens on the other side of the ball. We haven't seen a lot of defensive starters, so far this offseason. This is kind of the last chance to maybe get those guys. And, I don't think we'll see everybody, but I would think this is a game where you could see more than you've seen.
We're talking to Jim Wyatt, Titans team reporter. Jim, going to the backup quarterback conversation here, with Will Levis missing out on last preseason game against the Minnesota Vikings, what do you expect to see from him? And do you think that he might get some reps with the first team offensive line and guys like Tajay Spears, like Malik Willis has in a few previous games?
I don't think he'll get reps with the first group, and I'm not so sure he even plays, to be honest with you. I mean, he missed last week. He left practice early on Thursday. He's very limited in what he did this week. So it's not. I think I would be more surprised to see him getting reps with the first team than I would him sitting out one more game to give him more time to heal. So I'm expecting to see a lot of Malik Willis tonight and then kind of see what happens from there. And Malik Willis has had two starts this offseason, or this preseason, I should say. Expecting again for him to play, bulk of the game tonight. They would have given him a great chance to really make a strong case for himself this offseason going into the year to be the two. And the question will be whether or not he did enough to earn that spot. I mean, I do feel like, the conversation has changed here over the last couple of months and whether they keep three quarterbacks. I think they will, but the question now is going to become who's the two on game days. And we'll see. So, in a perfect world, Will Levis would have been healthy all the way through the preseason. He would have played a lot last week. Probably would have started last week, if I had to guess, because that's the way Mike Vrabel's kind of done things in the past. Let one guy start one week, the other guy start the next. So, but that didn't work out. And now on a shorter week, and him coming off being a little dinged, I don't know that this is a great scenario to put him in and let him go.
So let's talk receivers now, Jim. You know, I feel like the top four are pretty solidified on the depth chart of who's making the team. And this was already a tight competition, but with the injuries to Treylon Burks and Kyle Phillips thus far throughout training camp, it's become even more prevalent. So looking at some of these guys that are fighting to make the roster, Reggie Roberson, you know, Mason Kinsey, Treshawn Harris, and Kyaris Jackson, guys like this, what is it to look for tonight with these guys, and who do you think is going to get the bulk of opportunities?
Well, it's a big opportunity, those guys. I mean, especially, you know, I mean, I think for Colton Dowell, it's big. You know, they obviously like him. They picked him. You know, the type of guy, if you released him, I think there's a good chance somebody would claim him, so you don't want that to happen. Kyaris Jackson, you know, has got return game ability. I think he has played well when given the opportunity, and the fact that that Kyle Phillips is not going to be available to return at the start of the season, it looks like. I mean, he becomes a prime candidate for that, and so does Mason Kinsey, another guy that you mentioned. So I think all those guys have a big chance, and I'm glad you mentioned Treshawn Harrison, because he has flashed throughout the offseason. I like him and think he is a bit of an underdog. I don't know that he makes the 53, but I think he's got a great chance to make the practice squad. So all four of those guys are in the mix, and this is a big game for all of them tonight.
Talking to Jim Wyatt, senior writer and editor for TennesseeTitans.com. Jim, you do these around the country all the time. What's the most asked question you get asked outside the Nashville market about the Titans?
Yeah, I think, you know, it had been for a long time about whether, you know, Will Levis or Malik, it's been about the quarterback position. I think during the course of the offseason, after Levis was picked in the draft, the question was, you know, is he going to be the starter this year? I mean, and that shows you, I think, how nonchalant people are in covering the Titans. I feel like Ryan Tannehill, you know, has kind of been underappreciated, and people are viewing him a lot by that Bengals game a couple of years ago, or the fact he got traded from Miami to Tennessee. So I think when the Titans picked Malik Willis last year, I think everybody expected Malik Willis to take over as a starter pretty quickly. And the fact that, you know, Will Levis was picked this year, I think people thought it was a running clock on how long it would be before he replaces Tannehill. So that's the main thing I get nationally, is how much more time does Tannehill have? And the answer to that question is, you know, just if you're watching practices, you know it's not really a competition at this point. Ryan Tannehill's clearly ahead of both those guys, and we'll see how long it takes for that to change.
That's a good problem to have. You know, you want your starting quarterback to be miles ahead of the backup guys. 2001, Drew Bennett comes in as a free agent. I remember when he showed up, nobody knew who he was. He really showed out, had a great career. Anybody like that on this team? I'm not saying Jim, a receiver, but anybody overall, an undrafted, who has looked so good during the preseason and practice, has a shot to make this final roster?
I think Caleb Murphy, I mean, people are familiar with him now because he's got three sacks in two games. I think he's one guy that certainly has established himself and has a real good chance to make it. You know, Treshawn Harrison, another guy we mentioned, I think he's been good, has been good for this team, and I don't know, again, whether he makes it or not, but certainly is a contender. You know, another guy that maybe doesn't get talked about quite as much is Mike Brown, a safety. He's not an undrafted, but he's kind of an unheralded guy that came in here this offseason that I think has a real good chance to make the team. And, there's some other guys I'm looking down at my list here. It's tough because, you know, they've got so many – injuries coming here down the stretch and some interesting roster decisions they're going to have to make in week one because they don't know the timetable or when some of these guys are going to be back. So maybe that cuts that list. But if I had to name one, I'd say Caleb Murphy would be that guy.
Jim, one last one here for you. You know, this defense really showed out in joint practices against the Minnesota Vikings, by all accounts. How good do you think this defense is, and how exciting is it within the locker room of the potential of these guys, and how dominant they could be this upcoming season?
Well, I think it really could be good. I mean, I think, you know, we all know what Jeffrey Simmons can do. We all know Denick Autry can still play. You throw Harold Landry in the mix there, and you know, he's kind of a forgotten man. That's going to help you. Arden Keyes looked really good this offseason. Been disruptive. He's going to play a whole lot. Aziz Al-Shaair, the linebacker from San Francisco that came here, he's looked like a great fit. Amani Hooker's had the best camp that he's had since I've been around the team. He's had 5 interceptions in 13 practices. Kevin Byard is back, a very consistent player. I think the guys in the secondary, from Christian Fulton to Roger McCreary, have looked good. So I think it's a cohesive unit. A lot of guys have played together in the past. So I think they can really be good. Obviously, got to stay healthy, but there's reason to be optimistic there. And, you know, the hope is the other side of the ball can get healthy and hold up their end of the bargain. I think with Hopkins aboard, we hadn't talked about him yet, but he's been one of the offseason stars to me since joining this team in late July. And I think get Burks healthy, I think the offense is going to be good. But, yeah, the defense, I think you can definitely count on.
All right, Jim, let's talk to the real story. Tomorrow night, Vanderbilt at Hawaii. I hope you're going to be there.
If I can get in, all that construction over there is going to make it challenging, but I'll definitely be there. I was very happy to see that this game was a Friday night game, the last preseason game. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to see Father Ryan beat JP2 to win the Bishop's Cup tonight, but I will be over there to see Vanderbilt play Hawaii, and hopefully got a scoreboard up by then, because if Vanderbilt would be putting a lot of points on that scoreboard, they have to be able to keep score over there somehow.
Right, that's right. By the way, we got Father Ryan coach Brian Rector coming on at 10:45 this morning in honor of you, in honor of the Bishop's Cup tonight.
Well, that's good. Well, I hate that I'm going to be able to miss that, because Father Ryan's been losing too much to JP2, so this is the night they're going to turn the tide, and I hate I'm going to miss it.
That's all right, though. I'll give you a full report tomorrow at the Vandy game. Jim, as always, man, we love you. You do such a great job. Thanks for your time. We know you're busy, and I'll see you tomorrow night, buddy.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the Anita Baker walk-up song, too. That was great.
All right, see you, man.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you. That was Jim Wyatt, senior writer and editor for the Tennessee Titans, talking about their preseason game against the New England Patriots tonight. But come next.
Oh, yeah.
This seems to be a staple when Joe Dubin comes on the radio. We are going to play Celebrity Birthdays.
You got it. And you just don't play it. There's a rhyme and a method to the madness and everything else, and we'll tell you that coming up next.
Well, I'm ready to dominate. So we're going to play that game coming up next. You're listening to the Chase McCabe Show. Junior Riddle, Joe Dubin here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.